Welcome back to the Love Me Right Summit. Now, our next speaker is an intuitive business and lifestyle coach. She empowers overwhelmed entrepreneurs to heal the root cause of the issues in their life and businesses so that they can thrive in a peaceful 6- and 7-figure existence. She focuses on all 7 areas of life that are critical in creating a successful business. She also helps you define goals and clear paths in all areas of your life, including your relationships, wellness, your higher self, spirituality, and not just business. Introducing Suzanne Dwyer. Thank you so much for coming. I am so excited for this conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so tell them a little bit about yourself and how you started on this journey and how you ended up in the role that you're doing now and helping people.
Absolutely. So I have been a business coach for over 20 years, which means I got really good at telling people what to do. So I stuck with it. I actually transitioned into intuitive business and lifestyle coaching due to my own personal case of very severe burnout, where I created a business that was way bigger than me, bigger than a whole team of people, and tried to run majority of that business still myself.
Wow.
Which unfortunately us women have a tendency of doing that. Like we have a tendency of just going all in, right?
Yeah.
So I did that myself, but it turned out that it was so bad that my cortisol levels got so high that I was on the verge of liver and kidney failure.
Wow.
Yeah, didn't know that was a thing. Yeah. Found out that was a thing. I'm like, okay, we don't want to do this ever again.
Yeah.
But it really came to a point where I realized that I was sacrificing so much for just the business, and I was losing relationships, I was losing friendships, my health was suffering, my energy, I wasn't sleeping well, I wasn't eating well, like nothing was going good for me in my life, and so I had to take some time back and sit with it and really reflect back on how I can kind of help myself get better. And in doing so, alignment was basically born, so that I'm now working with entrepreneurs and business owners and coaches that are specifically in the space of burnout, where they are focusing so much in one area and only their business, and they're just ignoring all of the other areas of life. And it's coming from my own personal experience of having been there myself and realizing that when you put everything into one area, well, everything else is just kind of sitting there just like, yeah, what about me?
Right. I remember when I was in corporate America and had a workers comp, I was an examiner, senior examiner, had like 400 claims. And although I didn't have a physical job, it was so emotionally draining. I remember coming home and like having no energy for my children, my husband, and he didn't understand because he's like, why you don't have energy? It's not like you did anything all day. I'm like, huh? What do you mean? So I completely understand burnout. Wow. So how do you think that can relate and also like almost like burnout in a relationship or in like a family unit type of situation?
So a couple of different things happens. Either if you're a business owner or you're working a job, it doesn't really make a difference. But when you're giving too much of yourself to one area of your life, something, the energy has to come from somewhere. Just like we have 7 chakras, we have 7 points of life, right? And if you think about the fact of like, if you're kind of like leading from one chakra, that chakra has extra energy. Well, where does that extra energy come from? The other chakras, right? It's got to come from above and below. So it's going to have to pull from somewhere to be able to create that energy. Well, it's the same thing in life. And so if your focus is in like one area more than another, that energy has to be pulled from somewhere, that energy and that time. And typically the 2 top things that suffer are our relationships and our wellness. Mm-hmm. And when you're dealing with your relationships, that's where things get really rough really quick, whether it be a friendship or a relationship with your kids or a relationship with your spouse or significant other. When those things start to suffer, that has a residual effect. That's going to last forever. Your health, you can get back on track pretty easily. Your business, you can get back on track really easily. But unfortunately, relationships, those things linger. And sometimes they can be healed and sometimes they can't. So taking the time to really put into that is a necessity.
Absolutely. I know like some people will have divorce, and that's one of the reasons why they divorce is because, oh, she wasn't paying me any attention. Or maybe he goes out and finds comfort in another woman because you're so busy. You know, what was the catalyst for you? Like, how did you begin to make those changes in your own personal life?
Mine was kind of forced, because I like to say the universe will show us something nice once. She'll show it to us a second time, and the third time she bitch slaps us
It's
into
violent.
reality. She don't play. So for me, it was, I was kind of forced to sit down and sit back. And in that, like, I was obviously, I have kids, I have four kids, and I'm a single mom with four kids. So I'm dating now, but like, I still raise my kids myself. And it was like I noticed that, we had a little bit of a distance between us, which is not something that I had with my kids. We've always had a really close relationship. We did, dinner at the table every night. We did family game nights. We did, I called it pick days, where I would make a bunch of different kinds of food and we'd pick all day and we'd play games and just have those times with each other. Tea times that I would set up with them, like all of this great stuff that I would do with my kids all the time. And here it was now that I was being so overrun with my business and my responsibilities that the time that I had with them was just greatly diminished. And I could feel that there was a distance. And that killed me. As a mom, I looked at it like, wow, I could have tanked my relationship with my kids if I let this keep going. If I wasn't forcibly stopped, I could have lost my relationship with my kids. And they're the most important things in the entire world to me. So that wasn't an option. That's non-negotiable for me. And now I look at it as like my kids are older. They're definitely a lot older. My oldest is 23, my youngest is 16. And we have a great relationship. My kids can come to talk to me about anything. They know there's no judgment. They know that I'm always here. And it's like we picked up where things were left off. But I know that there was a time where they had to become more self-sufficient than they should have had to be because I was so busy. And that hurt so much. So now I spend that time with the kids and we talk about how to prevent those things from happening in their own lives and how to really nourish and nurture their relationships as well, because how important it is. And I think that the younger they learn it, the better off they're going to be.
Right. Now, the good thing about it is kids are resilient and they love us so much. They're just waiting for us to do better. You know, they're really waiting. And so they're really lucky to have a mom like you that's actually self-aware and doesn't let way too much time go by to where it's just no turning back. Right.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. When there's if there's a woman that's out there and she's working really hard and maybe she's new in a fresh relationship, what are some of the way or tips or advice that you would give her to be able to not burn out, but also salvage the relationship that she's trying to foster with someone else?
Number one thing, one word, communication. Communication is the biggest fault in every relationship because we're not communicating what we're feeling, what we're going through, what we need, what we want, or sometimes we don't even know what we want, so we don't know how to communicate what we want. But the majority of the people that I even coach are struggling to be able to communicate what they want, who they want in their lives, why they want the people there, and what they're looking for, and the value that that person brings. So communication is absolutely key. Even if the person that you're in a relationship with isn't a big communicator, they still need to be communicated with. So you have to make sure that you're being very clear of what's going on in your life and don't hold those things back. I can tell you, I held back plenty in relationships and those relationships completely fizzled out. The person that I'm dating now, I let him into everything. And I'm just like, wow, here's all of it. Just take it. It's just like, let me know when it's too much. And he's like, nope, you're fine. I got it. And I'm like, oh, that's so relieving.
A good one.
It's right. You get a chance to actually like get to a point of being able to catch your breath, and really feel supported. One thing that we have to know as women is, we have a tendency of just being the go, 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 go. That comes from our masculine energy. And we have both masculine and feminine, but that's mainly our masculine energy. Our feminine energy is that nurture, that laid back, that let it just be. It's just going to show up when it's supposed to type of energy. So the reason why we have the masculines in our lives, whether it be a man or, someone that is of masculine energy, the reason why we have those masculines is to allow us to be in our feminine.
Right.
So that we can build and we can create and we can do the things that we need to do to be able to make this world what it needs to be. Because that's our job. Our job is to heal the world. That we got a big ass job on our shoulders, right? Not only do we have to fix the whole damn world, we also got to make it look pretty while we're doing it, right? So we have to enlist the power of the people that we have around us. And in a healthy relationship, that's where that balance kind of comes into play, where we can say, hey, you know what, hon, this is too much for me. I need you to take this and trust that they're going to do that. And communicate what you need. Don't pout. Don't be sitting there whining, being like, why would you wish he would have known? Like, no. He's not a mind reader. Not his job. Not his job. He's not supposed to be a mind reader. Communicate what you need and what you want, and it will be given to you. And I saw that like old TikTok challenge on like the orange thing, like I'll peel the orange for me. I think everybody was like, I'm gonna determine my whole life's relationship on if he's gonna peel this orange. And I'm sitting there, I was like, babe, would you ever peel an orange for me? And he's like, of course. I'm like, yeah, I'm aware. But I'm just kind of curious on how dumb is it to sit there and say, I'm going to determine the rest of my relationship off of something so simple. If you want something, ask for it. Don't be scared to. They're not going to say, if they say no, they're probably not the right person. 9 times out of 10, they're going to help you. They're going to support you. Just let them.
That orange challenge was so one-sided, though, because we don't know how much she's been picking with him every day. He's probably like, open your own fucking orange. Like, I'm done with you. Like, we don't know what happened.
At that point, I probably would have thrown the orange at her, but like, no, didn't you say himself? Like, we have no idea, but so many people just kind of dive into it like head first and don't realize that all it comes down to is communication. Like you're going around the problem. Don't go around the problem, go through the problem. Address it. If there's something wrong, talk about it. If there's something bothering you, talk about it. Communication is key in every single relationship, whether it's a work relationship, a business relationship, a friendship situation, a relationship, your kids, you need to communicate. It is a necessity.
Right. I was just talking about this the other day because I remember in my relationship, I found that, I already had a preconceived notion that, people were going to disappoint me. And that was something that was so deep. And so I would set up traps for him to fail, but not on purpose. It was like, I'm not going to say anything. He should already know. But if he doesn't do it, I already knew. Like, I knew it. You know what I mean? And so I realized it's like, no, if you need something, let your partner know because they may not see the things the way that you do and they don't know what you need. And so if you just were to ask, you could have what you want. But instead, you're looking for a reason to prove yourself right that this person isn't going to do you well because of pain or something from the past. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. Well, if you think about it, we spend 27 to 29 years of our lives creating our limiting belief systems.
Absolutely.
That's our development time, where our brain is finally fully developed by the time we're 27 to 29 years old. So that means that all of these belief systems that we had given to us, that we had learned through relationships, that we had learned through being hurt, now they're set in stone.
Right. It takes
So
it.
now we spend our 30s and 40s undoing all that shit.
If we're lucky, some people are 70 still hard-headed. You're like, what are you doing?
Limit. Yep. And there's a lot of people that are still in it, especially people now that are in their 60s and 70s. They are just like very firm in these limiting beliefs. And, us in our 30s and 40s, we're sitting here just like, no, that doesn't suit us anymore. For the people that actually realize that it doesn't suit and they actually make the change happen, those are the golden people. Those are the people that will be able to kind of redo everything and basically look at everything they had taught to them and just throw it out. And that's what needs to happen. You need to kind of get through the facts of, yeah, you know what? Life has happened. We've all had it. Some of us have had it worse than others. Some of us have had it easier than others. There's been all types of situations in between. But what you have to look at is it's the past.
Right.
If you keep carrying that baggage with you, you're just filling up that backpack with more and more and more bricks. How much longer can you walk without hurting your damn feet?
Right. And I think speaking of limiting beliefs, it's like the main limiting belief that a lot of elders have is that life is hard and they are willing to die feeling like, well, I'm hard, I'm tired, but that's how life is. And it's like our generation is like, actually, it's supposed to be joyful, fun, exciting, happy, and light. And we need to do whatever it takes to feel that way. Like,
Always.
seriously.
And you gotta enjoy it. Like there's no point. You know, if you think about being miserable in a job, if you've had the same job for the past 30, 40 years, and you're expected to spend like the first basically 50 years of your life working,
Right.
I mean, you're sitting there like, wow. And for me, like I've been working since I was 12 years old.
Yeah.
So I look at it as like, yeah, I've been working almost my entire life. And there was so much of that time that I was miserable. And now I'm just like, I work 3 days a week. I enjoy the hell out of what I do. I get to see transformation happen for people. I get to see amazing things happen every day. I don't feel like I'm working. I feel like I'm having great conversations with friends.
Right.
That's what it's about. That's what it's supposed to be.
Right. And also being in your feminine is about finding what your creative expression is. And I think in this job as a coach, it's really exciting. In this job as a coach, it's really exciting to be able to wake up every morning and express yourself online or express yourself with your clients, watch their expression unfold, and find what really is that passion inside of you, what excites you every day, and move forward. Because once you realize that where you put that energy is where the abundance will grow, it's like you're not scared to do a regular job your whole life because you can make money in other ways.
Completely. And it's all passion led. When it's
Right.
passion led, you are good to go. I've worked with companies for the past 20 years, and I could tell you within the first couple of minutes of talking to a business owner, I could tell you whether their company was going to succeed or fail within a
Yeah.
couple of minutes, just based off of the passion that they have for what they're doing. If the
Right.
passion's not there, I'm like, why are you doing this? Like,
Right.
what's the real reason? Like, I really need to know, why are you doing this? And most of the time it came down to money.
Right. I was
And
going
it
to say
wasn't
that.
that passion. Yep.
Yeah, because I'm thinking like we were just talking about the burnout, right? Like where they're go, go, go. At the end of the day, that comes from a limiting belief of some kind of scarcity or fear of not having, because otherwise it's like, why are you scared that this is going to fall apart if you don't do it? It's just all fear-based. And a lot of it stems from anxiety from some childhood matter that doesn't even exist anymore in your current life.
Exactly. So I like to tell people that anxiety is actually not an emotion, which most people think that it is. It's a reaction.
Right.
So it's a reaction to something. It could be a reaction to fear or anger, but it is always a reaction to an emotion. It's not an emotion. So when people say, well, I'm just anxious right now, like, okay, so what happened in the past, or what happened, or what are you preparing for the future that's got you freaked out right now? And they kind of look at me, and it's like they snap out of the anxiety attack because now their brain's looking for an answer.
Right.
And they're like, oh, well, like, I'm worried that this is gonna happen, and this is gonna happen, and this is gonna happen. Okay. Has it happened yet? No. Then why are you worried about it?
Right, exactly. It's like
Can't fix it.
anxiety is your imagination, and depression is your memory. And if you can stay in the present moment, then all of those fears that you have, it's like if you're going to make up something, because nothing exists except for right now. So if you're going to make up a story, let it be fucking good, right? Let it be
Yeah,
good.
right.
It's
Agreed.
not.
It better be damn good.
Yes, absolutely. So if there was one piece of advice that the people listening could take from this now, whether it's from work or from a relationship, when it comes to burnout or whatever else you'd like, piece of advice you'd like to give, what would that be?
Absolutely. So I think one of the biggest things that I could tell people is an activity that they could start doing right away. Start journaling at night. Write out your whole day. Just write out everything. And then after you've written it all out, go back through it and look for your lessons. The universe gives us lessons every single day. And she's going to give us repetitive lessons. So if you seem to find the same relationship over and over and over again, or the same friendships that aren't serving you, or you're in the same types of jobs that aren't serving you, anything like that, or you're in the same repetitive fashion of being burnt out over and over and over again. What are you trying? What are you learning? What is the universe trying to teach you that you're ignoring? Because she's gonna keep giving you the same lesson over and over and over again until you get the lesson. Once you get it, it's like that's when you power up. That's when you level up to the next thing.
Next
Learn your
level.
lessons. Yep. So journal so you can learn your lessons.
Right. I love the analogy of the video game of life, because it's like if you live life like a video game and you knew that the princess was the last level and you can get there because that's the level of the game, it wouldn't be a catastrophe every time you died in the game. You would just come back alive. Okay, well, I'm gonna avoid that turtle this time and go over here because I know the exit's over there. You would live life in a completely different way. It's a video game.
Absolutely. But that's exactly what it is. It's like our lives are basically a video game with the higher above.
Right.
They have their plan. We're just trying to figure out what that plan is. Our job is to figure out what the plan is that they're trying to give us, which means we have to sit back, we have to reflect, we have to journal, and we have to find those lessons so that we can figure out, well, what is the next path? What is the next step? Because I know it's not supposed to be falling into this pit of doom. I know I'm not supposed to be, like my ass kicked by Bowser over here. So what's going on? What am I supposed to do next? And we're being told, we're being shown. Our intuition is telling us, like if
Everything.
you meet some guy or some girl, and you're just like, oh, I got butterflies in my stomach. Run,
Right.
run. That is your intuition telling you something is not right. It is not telling you you're excited. It's your intuition is telling you something is not wrong, because if it's in your belly, it's in your solar plexus, which is your point of power. So if it is, you got butterflies in that tummy, get out. Get leave. Just go away.
So funny, because the last interview, literally exactly what you just said. It's like this is confirmation, people that are listening. It's confirmation.
I love it.
Yeah. And to add to what you said about the list, what started my ability to really reflect was I writing those things, or at least visualizing them, or thinking about the day list. And then each one that you write, think about a person who doesn't have that and would love to have that problem. Like, I remember when I was so depressed, and I realized that I was feeling resentment for what I asked God for, because I was just so depressed. I asked for a husband and kids and all these things, and I was getting frustrated about washing the dishes, and it's overwhelming. Plus, I wasn't asking for help. I wasn't doing the martyr thing. Yeah, until one day I was driving and I looked to the side, and there was a woman with music playing, happily sweeping the front of her tent. And I thought, oh my God, like, she would like kill to clean my kitchen. You know, she would kill to clean my kitchen. And so instead of coming home and being like, I have to clean it, I said, I get to clean it. And then I also started volunteering for my life, because it's like when you volunteer, you don't complain, you know? So I'd be like, I'll clean the kitchen. And I'd say it to myself, no one's listening. And then I'd go in there and I would just happily do it. That changed the way it felt to do some of those things on that list.
Without question, perspective is everything. And if you have a perspective that it's a task or a chore, or you don't want to do it, well, guess what? Universe is going to take it off your plate. So if you
Right.
don't want to clean your kitchen, guess what she's going to do? She's going to take away your kitchen.
Right.
Right? So we have to look at every single aspect of everything that we do with gratitude, because gratitude is where everything is stemmed from. And that's what you'll also find as you're journaling at the end of your day. You're writing these things out. You're going to find things that you're grateful for. You're going to find your lessons. You're going to find the things that are going to light you up, and you're going to find the things that don't, so that you can fix them to two things that do light you up. But it's really critical to really sit in that place of gratitude and appreciation. I do the whole, like, I get to every day. Like, I get to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I know it's a thing,
I
but I
do
get to get
too.
up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I get to get my workout in. I get to do my gratitude. I get to watch the sunrise over the ocean. I get to be able to enjoy my time with my kids. I get to be able to make an impact in people's lives every day. I
Right.
get to do some amazing shit every day.
Right.
That makes me happy. That makes me happy. And when people ask me, well, what makes you happy? I'm like, everything.
Everything.
Everything. My life makes me happy.
Right.
So when, well, what else do you do? I'm like, oh, well, I look for adventure
Right.
because I'm already happy.
Yeah.
So if you can live in that state of happiness, it is like night and day difference.
Right. And let's say you have a life that's not as eventful as hers, okay? And you're like, well, I don't have all that stuff. You can be happy that you have both of your legs if you do, or both of your arms, and that your arms work and that your stomach works and you can eat and swallow. And there's so many things and bodily functions that people live without every single day. So yeah, definitely gratitude. I love that. It's
Oh
so
yeah, you gotta lead with it. I mean, even my dad taught me that. And my dad ended up passing away young, and he had both of his legs amputated.
amazing.
And I can tell you that man still didn't matter. I remember the day that his legs being amputated, we're in the hospital and we're waiting, and the doctor is coming out and he has his mask still on, and the doctor's shaking his head no. And I'm like, oh God. So we all of us, our stomachs sank. You know, we're
Right.
just like, we thought we just thought something happened. And the doctor takes his mask down and he's laughing. And I'm like, what did that man say? Like,
Right.
what happens? And he's like, so we're in there. And he asked me if I was going to be using a Craftsman saw to take off his leg. I'm like, that's my father. Yeah. All
Yeah.
right. And you know, when I was having the conversation with my kids and explaining to them, you know, because they were really young, I was like, well, so you know, Papa's not gonna have one of his legs anymore. And I'm explaining it to my kids, and so my son turns around, he's like, oh, you mean like Ariana's doll when I rip her leg off, like that kind of? I'm like, kind of, yeah. So I tell my father this, and you know, he's out of anesthesia, so he's not loopy anymore. And he starts singing, oh, okay, so I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. I'm like, my dude, you just had your leg amputated. Like, what are you doing?
You're
And
still alive.
he just kept going. He just kept that smile, and he just kept this attitude of just having this like internal peace that he was like, you know what? It could be worse.
It could
You know, I
be.
could not be here. And you know, he always just kind of led with that. And if I learned nothing else from that man, that's what I learned. Just keep smiling and keep knowing that you know, everything's gonna get better. There's always an opportunity to have things get better. So enjoy those things. Enjoy everything. Doesn't matter what it is, doesn't matter how hard it is. It means that it's just preparing you for the next thing, the next big good thing that's coming your way.
Right. So that is the perfect ending to this conversation because it just really sums up everything we're talking about. But if someone is interested in working with you or wants to find you online, how can they do that?
Absolutely. So if they go right to my website, youralignmentproject.com.
Okay. Where can they find you on social media?
So typically on Facebook, or even over on Instagram or on TikTok, we're on all those spaces as well under Your Alignment.
All right, great. And also, you have something special for them, don't you, today?
I do. So I wanted y'all to kind of get started with something a little bit special. So I'm actually going to be giving you guys my assessment tool that I typically only use with my clients, for you to assess the all seven areas of your life and figure out where it is that you need to give more focus and more energy to, so that you can start working on a really good game plan for yourself and realize what areas are having a little bit too much of your focus and what areas are really missing it.
Right. That's going to be a great tool. Everybody, you got to grab that. You got to grab that now. And also, who do you work with normally as far as your clients?
So my clients are typically overwhelmed entrepreneurs, coaches, and small business owners that are just kind of looking to get through the healing process of what's going on in their life and their business. Because most people, they just want to be able to thrive in a peaceful six and seven figure existence, and be happy and enjoy their lives. But it's kind of hard to do that when you got a lot of baggage going on, whether it be in the business itself or in the personal life that's affecting the business. We work on both areas. So we make sure the business can thrive from a peaceful business owner standing.
Right. So much for coming today. I think this was a great conversation, something that, especially if people are feeling that burnout and didn't really know how to articulate it, this conversation gave them insight and also some steps on how to get through it. So thank you so much for coming.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Yes.
Speaker is an authentic leadership and holistic well-being consultant, and she is here to spill all the goods on how you can come and find your authentic self. So I will see you over there.